This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. It's Thursday, the day of the week that we check in with Shane Harrison of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution to preview some of Metro Atlanta's upcoming budget-friendly events for the coming week. And we're glad to welcome you back in, Shane. Thank you for stopping by.
Well, it's my pleasure.
So with spring in the air, what do we begin with this week?
Well, this week we have 500 Songs for Kids. This is an annual event. It's the Songs for Kids Foundation. What they do is bring musicians to sick kids in hospitals and bring a little cheer into their lives. And this is their annual fundraiser. And they bring in great musicians. There are tons of local musicians. They bring some from the region, some national musicians. And they play various lists of songs. In the past, it actually started, they were playing Rolling Stones' list of the 500 greatest songs of rock and roll. And it used to be that they would cram it all into a 10-day period, 50 songs a night.
Good grief, quite a marathon.
It was, and especially since it was a different band playing each song. But it begins tomorrow night. And this is a really great place to see a bunch of different local bands. You can see what they do. And, you know, the songs are familiar as well. So that's sort of a nice bonus for someone who, you know, may want to sample what's going on the local scene. You'll hear familiar songs, but you'll hear them done by a lot of different artists. And they're doing smaller lists as well. You know, they're doing like the 50 greatest unplugged songs. They'll be doing those out at the Red Clay Theater. And that's 500 Songs for Kids. They're starting on Friday at Smith's Old Bar, which has been the traditional venue for it. And they're doing a couple of nights there, but then they'll do nights at other venues. It's the Red Clay Theater, the Loft at Center Stage, the Earl. And then it will conclude at Smith's Old Bar on May 17th and 18th. So you have quite a long time to catch one of these shows.
Shane, before we know it, summer's going to be upon us. And by the name of this next event, I feel like Dunwoody's getting a head start.
Yeah, that's right. The Lemonade Days. This is something they do every year. It's basically a little carnival that goes on. It's already started. It actually began Wednesday and will continue through the weekend. They bring in amusement park rides and games, and they'll have lots of music. They'll have art. They'll also have a skate park competition. That's on Sunday afternoon. And then they'll have face painting for the kids. They're going to have
a petting zoo.
That's another great thing for the kids. This is a really fun family event, and it really is sort of a precursor to summer, I think. The way it gets hot here in Atlanta early, it might feel like summer.
Right. We very well could be into the 80s.
That's right. That's right. So that's going to be going on through Sunday at Brook Run Park in Dunwoody.
Shane, before there were 40 Niners, there were 20 Niners. And not many are aware that the country's first gold rush took place in North Georgia. Well, lots of folks are going to be rushing to one particular North Georgia town this weekend.
That's right. They'll be in Dahlonega for the Bear on the Square Festival. The name of the festival actually comes from a bear that showed up on the square in Dahlonega. About 17 years ago, this little baby bear just showed up in a tree right there on the square, and the folks in Dahlonega decided they'd throw a party. So they
ever
did.
Since.
Yes, so they did, and they've continued to every year since then. The Bear on the Square Festival is really a folkways festival. The biggest event is the jam sessions and the music that they have right there on the square all weekend. Bluegrass and old-time string music. And the bear, by the way, was fine. They got the forest rangers out, and he was reintroduced into the wild, and no longer shows up in Dahlonega regularly, I think. The Bear on the Square Festival starts Friday evening, but it really gets going on Saturday and Sunday, and it's happening right there in the square in Dahlonega.
Wrapping up another week's worth of budget-friendly events, thank you so much for the preview, and we look forward to having you back with us next Thursday.
Well, you're very welcome.
For more information about anything we've talked about, you can find complete details right now at wabe.org/citycafe.